This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. So, as I said, now we're number one on the radio. I'm fighting myself as to what is the number one story today, not because I don't know what the number one story is, but because there's so many number one stories, I can't decide what's number one. But in the end, I have to give it to Joe Bag of Donuts Biden, or Joe Long Arms Biden, or Joe Strong Arm Biden. Joe Biden has pseudonyms. Joe Biden was committing crimes with his son Hunter all over the world, extorting money from world leaders, and every time his son sent out an email about the extortion, he would use a pseudonym, meaning a fake name, to keep his father on the email chain but keep him secret. That's like what you hear in the mafia. That's John Gotti. That's, Carlo Gambino. You just can't believe that this was the Vice President of the United States, now the President of the United States, the most corrupt human being that ever lived, and he used pseudonyms like Robber L. Peters. And by the way, Robber, R-O-B-E-R, not Robert, Robber, as if they know he's robbing everyone in the world. Incredible. Truly incredible. And I'm imagining any day now another indictment against Donald Trump, because every time Biden's in trouble, they've got to indict Trump. I mean, this is the end of America. This is the weaponization of government. This is the end of free speech. This is putting you in jail and calling it a crime for telling the truth. Everything I say on this show is a crime, according to the Democrat Party, because the truth is now a crime. They made movies about this, 50 years ago, about what would be today, 1984, and all kinds of movies that show, what was that movie with Tom Cruise where if you think it, think about a crime, they arrest you for the crime. That was another one like today. And it's really happening. It's a crime to tell the truth. Here's another story that should be number one. They're torturing January 6th prisoners. And at the same time as they're torturing January 6th prisoners, they're actually doing plea deals with the terrorists who carried out 9/11 and killed 3,000 or so Americans. Ended their lives. Remember how long ago 9/11 was? 2001, and this is now 2023. So 22 years ago, these people were never alive again. They lost 22 years where their kids grew up, had kids. They're never going to see the kids, never saw the kids again, never saw the grandkids being born, never saw their children grow up and graduate college, never saw Sweet 16. You took away the lives of 3,000 people. A guy like me who loves his kids and loves his dogs, they never got to see their dogs again. You may laugh at that. I think that's the crime. That's it right there. If I never saw Bubba again the rest of my life, I'd come down from heaven and I'd kill everybody involved. I'm telling you, I'd slice their throats direct from heaven. You take me away from my dog, I'd kill every one of you from heaven. I'm promising you, I'm making your life misery. I'm going to torture you. It's going to be more than death. It's going to be a slow torture, but your life's over. They killed 3,000 people and they're plea bargaining with them. Why would you need need to plea bargain. Just kill them. Chop their heads off. There's no need to plea bargain. You don't have to plea bargain. Is there a law in America you have to plea bargain? But you won't plea bargain with January 6ers. You're putting them in jail for 6 years, 10 years, and don't forget 3 years in the most horrible prison conditions you've ever seen in the filthy D.C. jail without seeing family, without seeing lawyers, and without participating in their own defense. They're not allowing them to show up in court in many cases, and they're hanging out with pedophiles, murderers, and they're getting their faces bashed in, and they're getting tear gassed by guards. These people haven't done anything. They've never seen people like this in prison. They've never had a chance before to put nice, salt-of-the-earth, white, middle-class people who support Trump, yes, I said the word white, into a prison where they're tortured by guards and tortured by the other criminals who've never seen nice people before in a prison cell. So they're taking it out on them and destroying their lives. And we now found out today about the torture of a January 6th prisoner by the name of Ryan Samsell. Tortured. We've got photos of him basically naked in a tiny closet. The walls are this. Here's one wall. Here's the other wall. He's lying on the floor. He's got nothing to see. There is no window. First of all, how could you have a cell without a window? That's torture right there. No window to the outside world, and it's the size of a closet, and he's lying on a hard floor. There's no blanket. There's no pillow, and the light's on 24 hours a day, and they did this to him for 5 months. Folks, that's torture in the United States of America. What did he do? Did he rape a girl? No. Did he... Was he a pedophile who raped a little child? No. Was he a kidnapper who scared a child and buried her in the ground till a ransom was paid? No. Did he murder someone? No. Did he commit an incredible crime against America? No. Did he give state secrets to Russia? No. He showed up at a Trump rally in Washington and they waved him in and he went into the Capitol building. That's a crime worthy of torture? And 5 months of solitary confinement in a closet with no windows? Anybody would go crazy. I don't see reading materials. I don't see a TV. Every criminal has things like that. Murderers have things like that. And now we're plea bargaining with the 9/11 terrorists and the 9/11 masterminds who murdered all those Americans as the January 6th political prisoners are tortured. Literally. And then if you think that news is the biggest news of the day, and that news is as bad as it gets, I continue to believe what happened in Hawaii. And again, I don't know if aliens from space did it. I don't know if China did it. I don't know if the United States is a mass murderer and they did it on purpose. I don't know if the richest people in Hawaii did it to steal the land for the native Hawaiians. All of that are things you hear on the internet. I'm not accusing anyone of any of that. I have no real idea. I don't know if a laser from space started the fire. I don't know about any of that. What I do know is no police went door to door to get these people out. No one warned them. There was no siren going off. There was no water in their water hoses to try and defend their homes. And then there was no helicopters flying above giving them a warning. There were no planes up above dropping water or flame retardant. And then when they ran for their lives, the police blockaded the roads and made them get on one street, narrow front street alongside the ocean. And then they held them up and made them wait in line. And the line went for miles. And people at the back of the line all burned to death as their cars were enveloped by a wave of flames. They died and they burned to death. They did, their children did, and their dogs did. Some are saying there are thousands of dead. Not hundreds. I don't know. I'm not there. There's no way I can make that statement. I'm just telling you what others are saying on the ground in Hawaii. There are thousands dead. And the government is covering it up and hiding the amount of deaths. But one thing I could tell you is the incompetence is incredible and the liberalism is incredible. The electric company is being accused of spending all their time and all their resources on being woke and worrying about hiring people because of the color of their skin, because they're black, because they're minority, and having programs for wokeness and not worrying about wildfires and turning off the electricity when there's high winds so that wires don't fall on the ground and cause a massive fire. I know that's one woke reason for this whole thing. I know that there is a woke liberal person in charge of the sirens that never went off. And his excuse was he didn't want to turn the sirens on because then people would have thought it was a tsunami warning and ran the wrong way towards the fire. It's a stupid excuse. It's a ridiculous excuse. The sirens should have been on. He's another woke idiot who's never in his life had any experience in emergencies or disasters. He was just a political appointment. And then I know there's a person in Hawaii who's in charge of the water and was asked to increase the water to Maui, the water pressure and the amount of water, release more water in Hawaii. And he did not. Wow, I've never sneezed on air before. And he did not. He refused to release more water until late that evening when everybody was already dead. So, and he's another woke liberal, and the reason they don't believe in releasing water is, oh, there's a water shortage, and we can't. Are you kidding me? A flame, a wall of flame is coming to kill everyone in Lahaina, and you're so liberal, and you want to save water and save resources, so you won't release water? And now, since the fire, Tulsi Gabbard, the former Hawaii congresswoman who used to be a big liberal Democrat that's now completely woken up and seen the light. And she is not woke. She is MAGA and America First. And Tulsi Gabbard blasts the Biden-Harris regime's response to the Maui disaster. You know, there was a point where I thought the way they treated East Palestine was the most disgusting, disgraceful thing I've ever seen. East Palestine, Ohio, after the train derailment disaster. Those people are all going to die of cancer, and nobody cared. No one relocated them. No one gave them any money. FEMA was slow to come and then barely gave them anything. I thought it was because they were white, rural Trump supporters, and Biden would just rather you die. But now we find out he treats the people of Maui the exact same way. And they're all Democrats, and they're brown-skinned. And he figures, just let them die. There's something strange going on in America. First, they kill you with the vaccines. Massive depopulation. They've murdered millions with the vaccines, and they make believe it never happened. Then they kill people in East Palestine for generations to come, and now they've destroyed the entire Lahaina area of Maui, and they don't care. Something's rotten in Denmark, man. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Filtered on Lindell TV as well as USA Audio Network. Don't forget, on weekends, you've got my Real America's Voice TV show. I film that or tape that tomorrow, and then it airs on Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It is America's Top 10 with Wayne Allen Root. It's really a wildly popular show because people love Top 10 countdowns, and it's my top 10 stories of the entire week. Not of the day, but of the entire week. So I look back, and I get all my notes from Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and I pick the 10 shows, and it's funny because there's 100 pages on the ground. You used to see me on Friday morning when I'm about to take the show in 2 or 3 hours, 100 different stories on the ground, and I go, all right, I'll make that number 10, I'll make that number 9, I'll make that number 8. I'm trying to pick, narrow it down to 10 stories out of 100 great stories from this week, and it's not easy. And there's stories that nobody else has and nobody else covers in mainstream media or on Fox News or on Newsmax. I'd say 9 out of the 10 stories are stories nobody else covers. They're stories that only someone who thinks like me and you would appreciate as the most important news story in America. You know, on Fox News, they may cover Biden's corruption, and they may even occasionally cover the open border, but they don't cover vaccine deaths. They don't cover rigged and stolen elections. They don't cover news about stolen elections in regards to Donald Trump and his indictments. They don't cover what a fraud the war in Ukraine is. They don't cover what a fraud the American medical system is and how it's hurting people and killing people and approving vaccines and approving remdesivir and drugs like that that do nothing but kill and maim. But again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion, allegedly. You won't find stories like this anywhere else. And also stories about what rhino backstabbing traitors are in the Republican Party. You won't find that anywhere else. So every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Root on Real America's Voice TV. And there's a thousand ways to get it. Roku, Pluto, the app on your phone. But simple way is to go to my website, rootforamerica.com. And at the top, it says Watch Wayne's TV Show on Real America's Voice. Boom. You click on it at noon, and I'm on. Or go to realamericasvoice.com. Same thing. My Pillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show and the whole show, right? The great Mike Lindell. We love him. He's an American patriot, an American hero. Of course he is. The FBI surrounded him. That's how you know he's great. Four FBI cars surrounded him when he was off, I think, on a hunting trip. And as he returned home, he was surrounded by the FBI, and they grabbed his phone. Anybody the FBI hates is automatically an American hero. FBI are a bunch of traitors. They're a disgrace, and they're the enemy of the United States from within. And they've got to be disbanded, and they've got to be defunded, and they've got to be gotten rid of. And then you got to start from scratch and hire people who are not conservative or liberal. That's not their job to be political. Their job's not to go after Mike Lindell. Their job is to go after criminals who rape and rob and murder and rob banks and sell America's secrets to the communist enemy, you know, like Joe Biden. That should be their job. Going after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden should be the job of the FBI. Going after murderers and terrorists, you know, like Black Lives Matter. Terrorists, Antifa, that's who they should be going after. But the FBI is now controlled by the communist traitors and terrorists. And so, good luck. But in any case, they went after Mike Lindell, Michael and Bell. Mike Lindell, Mike Pillow, one of the great entrepreneurs in America, 20-year anniversary. He sold over 80 million pillows to celebrate. He's offering the lowest price in history on Mike Pillows. Incredible deals. Just go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allyn Root and unlock the best deals possible. Back to what happened in Maui. Pro surfer Kai Lenny in Maui says, I haven't seen one state, county, or federal official at any of the donation sites where people are suffering the most. Amazing. And Biden announces today he wants to give $500 million of U.S. taxpayer money to the socialist government of Brazil. Lula da Silva is the socialist tyrant who runs Brazil to save the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. $500 million, but he's giving $700 apiece to all the people of Maui. Wow, thanks a lot. $700, that'll get you far. You lost your house and your entire property and everything that was in it. You own nothing now, and he's going to give you $700 while he gives billions to Ukraine and now $500 million to the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. Maui's emergency operations chief has no background in disaster response and makes excuses why he wouldn't activate the sirens. Joe Biden callously brushes off the question of what happened with the deadly Maui fires. He will not answer. And woke Hawaiian officials stalled the release of the water until it was too late to save Maui. He was woke. He was liberal. He would not release the water. People turned on their fire hoses and nothing came out. Hard to believe. I thought East Palestine was bad. East Palestine, Ohio, and the train derailment. Now it turns out Maui just as bad. Afghanistan was bad. Disaster after disaster. And the American people are abandoned by Joe Biden. What a filthy piece of garbage this man is. Joey Bag of Bones. He's like a mafia guy. Terrible. Pseudonyms while he commits crimes all over the world. Root for America. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
News update. In the headlines, more grim news this hour out of Maui, where additional bodies have been found. As of this hour, 111 people recovered, more than 1,000 people still missing. San Diego prepping for bad weather over the weekend. Hilary churning right now off the coast of Mexico. It is expected to weaken a bit as it heads towards Southern California. New economic data out today.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Department of Labor says initial requests for unemployment benefits came in at 239,000 for the week ending August 12th, which is a decrease of 11,000 from the previous week. Inflation continues to be high. The Consumer Price Index measures the change in prices paid by U.S. consumers over time. Prices have grown 17% since 2020, with energy prices the most volatile. I'm Lance Pry.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The root's on fire. All of you know how I feel about gold, right? I love gold. I love gold and silver and precious metals because I believe the world we live in is coming apart at the seams. I believe collapse is all around us, collapse is in front of us. I believe World War III is in front of us. I believe, incredible death is in front of us where society won't function because of all the vaccines. The vaccine deaths and injuries are multiplying. The open borders are overrunning our country. So many bad things going on. But when bad things are going on, and we've always survived bad times, we'll probably survive them again. I sure hope so. You're always best owned gold and silver when there's crisis, when there's chaos, when there's division, when there's death, when there's war, when there's pestilence, when there's food shortages, no matter what's going on, you need gold or silver, right? So we got a great guest we found that I think can talk to all of that. Alistair Still is the Chief Executive Officer of Gold Mining Incorporated. The website's goldmining.com. Wow, that's a great name. Goldmining.com. How simple can you get? New York Stock Exchange symbol, GLDG. GLDG. And we welcome to the show Alistair Still. How are you, Alistair?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on tonight.
All right. Tell us about Gold Mining Incorporated. You have some big name shareholders such as Doug Casey. That's a big name. Rick Rule, big name. Martin Katsuna, BlackRock. I don't know if I like that name, but I know they've got all the money in the world and many of the biggest funds on Wall Street. Why are they all so excited about your company, Gold Mining Incorporated?
Well, I think it goes right back to fundamentals, and that is a real desire and appetite to invest in gold. And I think if one believes that gold is a true store of value, which I do, it's a safety net, and when times get turbulent, which in fact has been demonstrated for millennia, it's great to have exposure to gold in one's portfolio. And there's few better alternatives to do that with a company such as Gold Mining Inc., which has a number of quality projects, all within the Americas, over 13 million gold equivalent resource ounces measured and indicated, and almost 10 million gold equivalent inferred ounces. Good solid projects in the Americas giving exposure to gold. And what we've demonstrated is that when gold moves a little bit, gold mining in the past has moved a lot more, has outperformed not only the price of metal, but also the index funds that attract the prices of gold or the gold stocks as well. So it's been a great investment in the past. It's a great representation of backing the metal, which I think is essential to having one's portfolio these days.
Well, obviously, if a BlackRock, who's very liberal and, you know, very woke, and I'm not a big fan of their politics, but if they invest in your company, that means even the companies on the left, the biggest billion-trillion-dollar even companies in the world, understand the value of gold. Now, that impresses me, and that's pretty cool, because I wouldn't think BlackRock would get involved with a gold company. Obviously, they know what I know, that when times are bad and bad things are happening, you have to own precious metals. So I think, actually, it's very impressive, BlackRock. Wow. Gold Mining Inc. made headlines, your company, for having 23 million ounces of gold-equivalent resources in the ground. So tell us the significance of that.
Well, I think the key is on those resources is having them in good, solid, stable jurisdictions. And nowhere better than the Americas to have projects. Our company has a number of resource projects entirely in the Americas. Projects in Canada, the U.S., we're projects in Colombia and Brazil, for example. All good, solid, stable mining jurisdictions. So I think that's the key thing is not all projects are created equal, not all ounces are created equal, and I firmly believe that to control one's own destiny, we want to have our own dependence on whatever metal that is, whether it's gold or copper,
gold.
And our projects are within the Americas. And I'll give one example. We have a terrific project in Alaska. That's our Whistler project. It's great having a project on American soil. We've spun out a new company called U.S. Gold Mining Inc. specifically to advance that project, which has gold and copper right here on American soil. And those are the type of opportunities I think are becoming more and more scarce. So a project, rich company like Gold Mining Inc. has projects in the Americas. Those are scarcities. And I'll give one example. When we look at the major mining companies throughout the world, this is not just Canadian or American companies. We're talking global mining companies. What we've seen for the past 10 years is those companies have not been replacing their reserves. And why aren't they doing that? Because they're not reinvesting in their futures. They're paying dividends, they're looking at other means, but they're not reinvesting in exploration. And when they do that, they can't fill their pipeline with projects that they need to have to replace their ongoing operations. It's when those conditions arise, which they are right now, they've been increasing, those major mining companies come looking to the smaller companies with a rich cupboard full of resources, like Gold Mining Inc., looking for those projects, looking to acquire them. So there's an extra reason to be excited about the projects we have in our portfolio.
You just called yourself a smaller company, but I don't think BlackRock invests in too many smaller companies. So you must be a smaller company with tremendous upside potential to be a big company, because BlackRock doesn't mess around with small companies. So congratulations. Obviously, they see a tremendous future for you in expanding your company to a much bigger company, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think the fundamentals that large investment groups look at are the same fundamentals that, you know, with listeners on the show or in general investors should look at, is look at the assets the company has. Our assets are good, solid, you know, gold rich. More than 80% of our resources are gold. We have some copper exposure all in America. So check a box there. Great resources. Look at the team running those projects. I myself came from almost 25 years working for major operating companies, including Newmont, the world's largest gold mine.
Yes.
Kinross, Placer Dome, Goldcorp. I came to work at this company because of the resources and the project. So you check the resources, you check the management team, and the third thing is, which really checks the box for us, is look at the balance sheet. We've got cash and securities on our balance sheet, and so much so that, talk about a value play, the value of the equities and cash alone right now we have on our balance sheet are worth more than our market cap. So, yes, you're hearing that right. We're trading at a negative enterprise value. Very unusual situation. It's a great opportunity to capture value when the market is giving you less value than what you have on your books. And that's a tremendous – and that's not even considering those 13 million gold equivalent ounces in measured and indicated and the 10 million inferred gold equivalent ounces. So add all those elements up, and that's exactly why some of the larger firms such as BlackRock are choosing to make investments into Gold Mining Inc.
What do you believe to be your company's most valuable assets at this point?
Well, certainly our most valuable assets right now are the assets that we are advancing as we speak. We've talked about briefly a project we have in Alaska,
Whistler.
That's our Whistler project. We have exposure to Whistler, and that's through U.S. Gold Mining Inc. We have over 80% of that company. That's great. We have a project called La Mina, which is in Colombia. It's a gold and copper-rich project. And in fact, we just announced a preliminary economic assessment on it. It shows on one project alone the net asset value of some $275 million. That, again, on one of our projects is worth more than our entire market cap. And that's just one of eight projects, each of which has more than a million gold equivalent ounces. Another project I'll just put a plug in for is our project in Brazil. That's our San Jorge project. It's in a great jurisdiction of Brazil. There's a lot of mining activity in the district. We're close by to infrastructure, road and power, and a capable workforce in a growing mining district. So those type of elements added up makes for great projects to move forward, and we're excited by all of them.
Yeah, you talked about your market cap actually being undervalued. So how do you unlock the value from your very large portfolio? What steps are you taking to unlock the value and increase your market cap?
Well, the nice thing about unlocking value is having optionality, and that's certainly one thing we have with a large portfolio. It's not like putting all your eggs in one basket. We have a number of projects, we have optionality, and we've taken some great steps to move forward. I'll give just a couple of examples. Just 2 years ago, we created a new company called Gold Royalty Corp, where we wrote small royalties on projects in our portfolio. We launched that on the New York Stock Exchange. It was upsized a couple of times, and it raised $90 million. Just on royalties within our portfolio. So that in itself was a great endorsement of the projects that we have in our portfolio. And nowadays, we're still their largest shareholder. We have over 21 million shares of that NYSE-listed company. That unlocked value for our shareholders by crystallizing value on our balance sheet. And you know what? When you have a good thing going, you do it again. And we did that again earlier this year with our experienced management team and leadership. We took our project in Alaska. We launched that publicly. We launched that on the NASDAQ. We raised $20 million in a very difficult market when many others couldn't succeed. But we were able to raise $20 million. We've got our project up and running now. Drill is set to start turning any day now. So a great project to look out for. And in the process, we've crystallized value on the balance sheet. We have almost 10 million shares in U.S. Gold Mining, crystallized value for shareholders in Gold Mining Inc., so that when we start that drilling, full exposure to gold mining income.
Yeah, you mentioned this gold royalty. You also own 81% of USGO, a newly listed NASDAQ gold spinoff. And that means that your gold resource is effectively worth only $1 per ounce, a ridiculously low figure. You see it that way as well, right? Ridiculously low.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, it's actually trading at a negative value right now because the market has had such a turbulent time right now with the gold equities. And, you know, to me, this is the opportunity. You look at the fundamentals. You know, you look at where gold demand is. You look at the declining reserves. You look at the world, instability that we see out there.
The mess
and this
we're
is
in.
The time to own gold.
Yes.
Yeah,
mess.
Exactly. That's what gold has to be. Typically done well, and it's at these times, and yet at the same time, we look at gold, it's still at $1,900 per ounce. So we report our resources at a much lower gold value than that. So as the price rises, it gives tremendous leverage to that increase in the price of gold, and having such a broad resource portfolio such as ours gives investors a leverage to the price of gold that far exceeds traditionally what has been the rising price of gold in those turbulent times.
Alastair Still is the CEO of Gold Mining Incorporated. The website is goldmining.com. New York Stock Exchange symbol is GLDG. Goldmining.com. Again, symbol GLDG. Alastair Still, pleasure and honor to have you on. God bless, my friend. This is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Attention.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, I mentioned that billions of dollars are going to Ukraine. I mentioned that millions of dollars now are going to go to Brazil for the rainforest. And here's another article. As millions of American citizens struggle to make ends meet, Biden decides to spend billions of their tax dollars to house illegal aliens in brand new cities built exclusively for migrants. According to reports, President Biden is asking Congress to approve a temporary new housing program for illegal aliens that will cost Americans around $40 billion in emergency funding. Biden apparently does not approve the current living conditions for migrants who are captured as they attempt to illegally rush through the southern border, so he wants to spend billions of your hard-earned dollars to give them new luxury accommodations. The $40 billion proposed welfare check includes $2.7 billion for the Department of Homeland Security to create illegal migrant cities that allow illegals to come and go as they please during the day. The only stipulation, they must check in and stay the night on the campus. So nothing for Maui and nothing for East Palestine. And, you know, nothing for the soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan coming back from that disaster, their families. But not even the money for one family to bury their child. Can you imagine? They wanted to bury their child in Washington, D.C. And I think they lived in Kansas. And the money to get from Kansas to D.C., they had to raise privately because the Biden administration would not fund it. So no money for Maui, no money for East Palestine, no money for dead troops who gave their lives for our country, but plenty of money for Brazil and for Ukraine and for illegal aliens. You just can't believe what's happened to our country. That could be why a new poll shows Donald Trump has a strong lead over Joe Biden with independent voters. A new poll from NPR, of all places, shows Trump has a strong lead. Let's see if I can get you the number here. Among independents, it's 48% for Trump and 40% for Biden. Trump is up 8 points with independents. So, you know what's amazing? He's up 48-40. Who's the 40% of independents? Now, these are Democrats. 40% of people call themselves independent thinkers who are willing to vote for Joe Biden, a brain-dead old man with dementia who wears diapers and masks and doesn't know where he is and doesn't know who his wife is and doesn't care about Maui or East Palestine. Who's the 40% that's voting for him? I'd really like to know. Could anyone really be that dumb? Are you a brainwashed sheep? You must be. You must be a brainwashed sheep, a Stepford wife. You could be the perfect Jim Jones of Guyana follower. That's what you are. What was the name of that guy in Texas where in Waco they destroyed the place? David Koresh. You should have followed David Koresh. If you believe in Joe Biden, you call yourself an independent. I wouldn't even say that about Democrats. They are sheep and they are David Koresh followers. But to be an independent, and 40% of you, if it's that close, 48 to 40, you could support Biden. You need to have your head examined. All right. Let me talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show, Score Blue. If you're looking for the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. New little blue pill from the makers of Viagra. And it's better than the original Viagra, plus the cost is insanely low. Just $5 per pill instead of the $80 or $90 charge for the original Viagra. And it's available online exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. It's made in the same factory as Viagra. It's the same formula as Viagra. It's the exact same everything except the price, $5 instead of $90. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. Here's another point about Maui that no one's talking about, and I just got this from one of my fans. Wayne, public schools in Maui don't start until later this month. So hundreds or perhaps even thousands of children were home alone when the fires hit. While their parents were at work, the cell towers were down, there were no sirens, no one went door to door, and they had no way to hear from their parents or friends. No one on the news has even spoken about this. I fear there may be hundreds dead and forever missing children. Mike, your loyal listener. Thank you, Mike. Great point. Great point. Very scary. And speaking of children, okay, never want to see any children die. But on the other hand, I never want to see children vote either, because children don't know anything. Children are being paid for by their mommy and their daddy. They don't pay a mortgage. They don't pay taxes. They don't know anything about payrolls. They don't know how to run a business. In Montana, the courts rule the state is responsible for imaginary problems dreamed up by climate-obsessed children. In Montana, a group of young environmentalists was able to convince District Court Judge Kathy Seeley that the state's fossil fuel endeavors violate the right of young people to not become polluted with carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases. It's impossible to believe. By the way, when you wear a mask, guess what accumulates in and around your mouth? Carbon dioxide. You know the thing you're afraid of, young people? That every liberal and every government official stuff down your throat masks? That's how you get carbon monoxide inside your mouth. That must be really good for you. State officials have promised to challenge the ruling to overturn it, but should it remain, an entire new legal precedent will be set that bars all further issuance of fossil fuel permits by government. This will force the state of Montana and the country as a whole to convert to strictly green energy, which will lead to total economic collapse. All because a bunch of teenagers who fill their heads with fantasy, a judge ruled on their side. That's it for Lindell. See you on radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.